Working with intensive care doctors, engineers at Oxford University have developed a new way to improve the way that patients are monitored in hospital and to spot much sooner when someone is deteriorating so that their care can be intensified.
At the same time, the system, which uses an iPad to log, analyse and share patient vital signs with key healthcare workers, can also tell when patients are improving faster than average so that they can be discharged more quickly, saving money. James Harrison went to see the electronic early warning system, as it's known, in action.
Hello there, I'm just going to check your blood pressure. This is going to go around your hand. It's going to squeeze you tight, but only for a few seconds.
Since 2011, the vital signs of thousands of patients from Oxford and Banbury are now routinely recorded using paper-based track and trigger charts, which help identify when medical care needs to be escalated. These charts have already improved patient outcomes as problems are spotted more quickly. But the paper-based system is by no means perfect. And so a research team led by Professor Lionel Tarasenko at the University of Oxford's Institute of Biomedical Engineering has come up with an electronic version of the track and trigger system.
So we've developed a system based around barcode scanners, because all patients now have barcodes for identification. In about 3 or 4 seconds, the patient is scanned, the nurse is scanned, and she can do the observations. Having barcoded the patient and having barcoded her own identification, she can use this iPad mounted on the trolley right next to where the blood pressure monitors and the heart rate monitors and so on are positioned to enter this information. What she will do to identify how poorly the patient might be is to take 5 or 6 or sometimes 7 of these observations, and our computer system produces a score of how abnormal the observation is for a typical adult patient. And you build up the score, and if the score, which is a score of abnormality, is above a certain threshold, then there's an alert and there's an escalation of care.
With the prototypes in place, the team discovered that after only 2 or 3 patient observations, nurses were picking up scores high enough to trigger an alert, meaning that they weren't having to waste vital time taking other measurements. As well as saving time by the bedside, the system was also engineered to feed information into the patient's electronic record, giving doctors ready access to essential information which could lead to earlier interventions, which in some cases could be the difference between life and death. There are also cost savings associated with electronic track and trigger. If a patient could be helped back to health more quickly, aided by more accurate information, the increasingly valuable hospital bed can be freed up for somebody else.
If a patient is really progressing well and faster than the average patient with that condition or after that operation is, then there's absolutely no reason they shouldn't be discharged early. The most expensive part of healthcare is a hospital bed.
Professor Tarasenko and his fellow researchers are hopeful that within 10 years, the majority of acute hospitals will have a system like this on their wards, an achievement that could prove revolutionary in the way medical teams monitor and record the vital signs of seriously ill patients.
James Harrison reporting on the new early warning electronic system that's been pioneered in Oxford with support from the Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council, the EPSRC. Simon.